You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Permission is ArtSpace Aotearoa's annual exhibition, which commissions three early career emerging artists living in Tamaki Makaurau. This year, showing the works of Jana Dombrowski Mbai, Dale Pal Freeman, and August Ward. Across film, site responsive installation, and sculpture, Dombrowski Mbai's practice is a poetic inquiry into material and immaterial temporalities across human and more than human scales. Pal Freeman's sculpture practice has primarily used metal, concrete, wood, and beeswax to create environments that explore the edges of bodily autonomy through the tensions between the industrial and natural materials employed. And Ward's painting practice is concerned with the visual makers of affluence and aspirational consumerism, in particular the emblems of fashion, beauty, interior design, and reality TV. Sophia had a corridor with ArtSpace Aotearoa Kaiāwhina Whakaaturanga assistant curator Robbie Hancock about the exhibition and the artists' practices.
So this exhibition is ArtSpace Aotearoa's annual exhibition showing emerging early career artists. How would you describe this period in an artist's career, and why is this sort of show important?
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of newness. It can be a fraught period. I guess in terms of its sort of positives and possibilities, there's openness, there's newness, there's maybe less expectation on what you do and what you practice. So there's a kind of open-endedness that allows for experimentation, that allows for trying new things, and it also allows for failure, which I think is super important, to test things out and to test out also what doesn't work or to test out what isn't for you. I think a lot of it is also finding preferences and finding ways of working and, yeah, establishing your own set of values, I think, is really important, and that happens often quite early on. You see through recent graduates or people in university quite often the sort of core issues or the core sort of, I mean, at ArtSpace we describe it as the engine of the practice. That is often established quite early on. And you see people sort of motoring through that for a really long time afterwards. Yeah, so sort of like figuring out how to make that practice keep going, basically. And then on the flip side of that, there is the sort of more fraught elements where you're learning how to resource what you do. You're learning how to navigate things like CNZ. You're learning how to navigate like real estate of having a studio. Post-university, you are navigating what it means to lose the resources that you have at university, so like the studios, the mentors, the cohort. I think it's like really important. And you're also learning how to navigate galleries as well, I think is can be tough to sort of figure out firsthand or to figure out alone, I guess. In terms of why is this sort of show important, the show here at ArtSpace is one of many different kinds of shows that I think is important for emerging practice. I kind of think like what's more important is the artist-run spaces and the self-made exhibitions that are self-propelled, that are sort of, you know, without the constraints of sort of traditional galleries, I guess. What happens in this kind of show and what we're trying to do with it is to provide some of those resources and provide some of that pastoral care that gets lost post-uni, I guess. And I think it's sort of unique in this way. But it is, yeah, it's important to sort of, you know, start learning how the gallery functions.
100%. Yeah, to kind of add on to what you're saying there about, you know, facilitating after that uni experience, this exhibition comes after a year of mentorship and support from senior artists Shannon Tao, Ruth Buchanan, and Judy Miller. How has this program shaped the artworks exhibited in this exhibition? What was that process like?
Yeah, I hope it hasn't shaped it in any kind of literal way. If I think of the practices and the artworks and the exhibition and the mentors that they worked with, I don't think there's a lot of visual evidence as to sort of, you know, taking on from the mentor. They've been paired because there's a sensitivity between their practices or approaches. And I think the purpose of mentorship is to drive what's existing in the artist practice. You know, I think, and what was the process like? It was fairly loose. It wasn't sort of a structured mentorship program. I mean, essentially, it was 4 meetings throughout the year that this person could, that the artist could have touch points with their mentor. So one early on, a couple through the progress, and you know, at least one close to the exhibition, and that was for them to be able to have that deep dive focus on their practice and research that was just an extra person outside of the gallery context they were able to do that with. And they all provided super interesting guidance and feedback. You know, I think with Shannon and Yana, Shannon, I think, helped Yana to sort of find this balance between the poetic and the tangible in her work. With Dale and Ruth, I think Ruth was able to sort of feed into Dale's interest in institutional spaces. And there was sort of interesting homework set there where, you know, Dale was encouraged to, you know, not just go to a gallery and see how people operate, but go to a hospital or go to other sort of formal institutional spaces to see how those structures sort of like make bodies navigate through space. And then Judy, in terms of August's work, gave some very, sometimes just very pragmatic advice, which I really enjoyed. So August has been scaling up work in like quite a large, so she's working now in quite large scale size. And Judy's advice was to warm up and stretch before you start painting, because when you're working at that size, it's quite a physical act.
Would you be able to give just a brief kind of quick fire introduction for each artist in the show and their work that's being exhibited?
Yeah. Yana Dombrowski-Mbai is carrying on a piece of work that she did for Room Gallery last year, where she's been investigating through moving image her matrilineal heritage that goes to Senegal through France. And so for this exhibition, she's made an artwork, a moving image artwork titled Saint Louis. And the film follows a return journey between two islands with the same name, both named Saint Louis, one the former French colonial capital of Senegal and the other in the Seine in Paris. It's also looking at the figure of the Seigneur, which is a term for women in Senegal who were perceived to gain property status and power through marriage to European men. And it's a figure that's kind of, I think, being lost to the history books, and this part of this process is Yana looking through the archives for visual evidence of this figure existing. And Dale Palfreyman has made 2 sets of sculptural works for this show. One is titled Limbo and one is titled Running Around the Sun. Both are quite direct references to the Catholic ideas of the afterlife. And Running Around the Sun in particular is a reference to Dante's Purgatorio. So sort of thinking about I think it's the 7 levels of purgatory. You might have to fact check me on that. But the work continues quite like a focused exploration on materials. Dale has been working almost exclusively or very focusedly with beeswax and metal over several years. And this is sort of a development of that, and also an introduction or a folding in of new materials and processes. So there's some bronze casting and concrete and some sort of 3D printing cast making. So a very sort of like formal material approach that's interested in the body and interested in systems of power as they relate to the institution. And with August Ward has been interested for quite a while in the emblems of fashion and beauty, so sort of interested in the visual markers of like aspirational consumerism, so depicting the sort of like world of, I guess, like vapidness. And in this exhibition, she has sort of looked at the domestic or in a similar way. So there's sort of these pictorial, floral, abstract paintings that are that play on that cusp of being sort of decorative while also being incredibly painterly. So she's also sort of playing with painting itself, the painting object as a consumer item. And quite interestingly, I think, seems quite happy to sort of like participate in that world of, you know, painting as a commercial object. But yeah, very interested in composition and surface, and sort of in a lot of ways actually quite a like classical painter, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, gorgeous. Thank you. And just lastly, what was your process for selecting these artists? What did you look for?
With the new commission show, we've kind of been, I guess, maturing what a new artist show means for art space to deliver. And so there's a, you know, we've got the mentorship, we've got, we start this engagement in January. So by the end of the year, it'll be a year-long engagement with these artists. What was important for me in selecting a group of artists for this exhibition was that I wanted to see, I could see in these practices that these three artists were kind of working through something in the practice itself, either an issue or a problem, or they were trying to figure out something through the practice. You know, for August, it was this continual sort of like composition making and scaling up of a work, of a painting. For Dale, it was this sort of like intense materiality exploration, as I mentioned. And with Jana, it was a kind of switch in medium, I guess. Like prior to, this is the second film that she's made for this exhibition, and prior to that sort of had a sculptural making spatial practice. And I think it was also important for me to see that these artists had at least a little bit of exhibition making experience. And I think actually all of these artists had exhibitions that I'd seen prior to inviting them to participate in the exhibition. And I think it's exhibition making is sort of like a slightly separate skill from making in the studio. So when things translate from the studio into a space, there's a different sort of set of working that needs to happen. And I wanted to work with people who had sort of like a bit of understanding of that, of how that happened. And there were sort of like great moments for all of us in that process of transitioning the work into the space. When, like, I'd seen August's work in the studio throughout the year, but the minute they were unwrapped in the gallery for install, it felt like they operated entirely differently. They did something entirely differently. And it was impressive to sort of see that, for want of a better word, the kind of aura in the space. Mm-hmm. And I think similarly for Dale, I knew all the components, I knew every piece, and I knew how it was going to fit together. But once it was actually in the space, I felt like very surprised at what it was doing. Like, it felt quite weird, and that wasn't a sense that I anticipated ahead of time. Yeah, so I think, it was being able to sort of work with someone who's dealt with that, surprise, I guess, that can happen during install once you sort of felt faced with what happens in an exhibition.
That was ArtSpace Aotearoa Assistant Curator Robbie Hancock speaking to Sophia about Permissions, a group exhibition on now at ArtSpace Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.